You're listening to
Sci-Fi News.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sci-Fi Dig. I'm your host, Rhiannon Makeham, and my dad is a geek.
Yes, he is. So I had this idea for a show, a series of shows. We'll see how many we can get done this summer because my daughter has a very busy social schedule. But I decided that since she had shown some interest that we would start viewing some of the classic sci-fi films, some of the things that I have always loved. And, you know, being a kid today, there's a bazillion films out there as well as all kind of stuff on the internet that people are putting together. And it's kind of hard, I think, for them to get into some of the classics. And let's face it, you know, kids today, if Star Wars was released today, would not be the huge hit that it was for the simple fact that, you know, when you go upon rewatching it, it's kind of cheesy in spaces and the effects aren't where they should be. And, you know, it just would not be the huge deal it is to most of us that are fans of Star Wars and Star Trek. So the first movie we decided to watch was Star Wars. We're going to try to fit a few more in. I'm going to try to make this a regular segment because we do enjoy recording together. And so we'll be going through some films. If you have film ideas, feel free to shoot them my way. We have a couple of the ones that I'm thinking about is The Terminator. And what else do we talk about?
Star Trek and Star Wars.
Well, we saw Star Wars.
Well, one
we
bomb.
can do the rest of them. A little bit closer. There you go.
Here?
Yeah. What else do we talk about? Oh, I know. There's a couple.
Batman.
Yeah, Batman. The real Batman. Michael Keaton Batman, right? And there's a couple other ones floating around. We're going to try to find time to do them. If not, we can maybe work some of them in the wintertime. But it's been, like, raining here for the past week. So we've been trying to try to find some time during the day to sit down and watch a movie. Okay, so without much more chat about what we watched, it was Star Wars. We watched Star Wars. You know, it's just Star Wars. It's not Star Wars New Hope in my book. It's just Star Wars. There was no New Hope when, you know, it came out and I was a kid. And I want to see what the kid thought of it. And we're going to view the other ones. I mean, I think in reality, when you go back and you watch them, I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me, but my personal opinion, Star Wars New Hope is probably the weakest of the films because there's a lot of stuff crammed together. There's 20 minutes of X-Wing fighting. It's the same fight over and over again. But anyway, we're going to get into that. But, you know, let's hear what we're going to start our discussion. Okay, so first off, you know, this was, you know, we've talked about Star Wars in the past, and you have actually seen Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. We saw that in the theater when it was in 3D. The one day we decided to go to a movie and there was nothing playing, so we saw the 3D one. So, you know that you're watching these in the production order. So that means 3, 4, 5, and then 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3 are the prequels, which everybody hates. And yeah,
four, five, six.
1, 2. Well, you can get the mic up there. Correct me when I do that. So, you know, when I was a kid, Star Wars was just called Star Wars. Nobody had any idea there was going to be sequels. We thought it was going to be one movie, and then we were going to be done. And what had happened is it was successful enough that he did the other two films. And, you know, the last film kind of ends the story, the current story with Darth Vader and everything that we're seeing. And then he did the prequels, you know, years later. He did 1, 2, 3. And the problem with 1, 2, 3 that I don't like, and I think that if you watch them in order, it wouldn't be as exciting for you. The thing is that it tells the story from beginning to end. So when we're watching it and we're seeing 4, 5, and 6, 5 has a whole bunch of reveals we didn't see coming. We had no idea how things interconnected. And so, like, when we get to Empire Strikes Back, which is the best film of the franchise, there's a huge reveal, and everybody was like, oh my God, I can't believe that is the story, you know, that it was that amazing. But now, you know that. If you watch 1, 2, and 3, you know what's coming, so that kind of takes that moment away from us. And So anyway, with the special effects and everything, and you know, first of all, you know, your overall impression of the movie, and you're usually pretty generous with your ratings, but I want you to be kind of critical. You know, out of say 5 stars, 5 digger shovels, how many would you give it?
4.
4. So you something you would watch again?
I want to see all the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. What you know? What was your favorite part of the film? What did you like? Did you like the effects? Did you like? Was there? You have a favorite character? You know? Was there a point? A part of the film that you know you thought was the most memorable to you?
I liked it when the droids. They okay. Whenever they were like, whenever the, Luke and them first got them and stuff, and one ran away, and they had to go get him back, and he meets Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, so I'm just proud you remembered his name. And so did you like some of the comedy that was in there? I mean, there was a little bit of comedy in there to kind of keep things a little lighthearted. Did you like that?
Yeah.
So you think you liked Tatooine, the sand planet, the best of all of what we did get to see? We didn't get to see a lot of you know, we get to see interiors of ships, but was that your favorite planet that you saw?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you just nod your head, I can't hear you.
I know.
Okay.
That's why I said yeah.
This next time we're going to do this, we'll put you on the other side, and then we'll be looking face-to-face and have a conversation. Because you don't need to hear, see the screen. It'd be a little bit easier, I think. Because I got to kind of turn sideways because my mic's mounted. Yeah. You still got to say yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So, what didn't you like? Was there anything you didn't like about the film that you thought was tedious or boring or anything?
Well, not just, like, about the film, but, like, about the whole films in general. Like, I've never seen them before, but, like, it's kind of hard because, like, so many people talk about the film, you kind of know what's coming.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I don't like that part because now, like, it's not going to be as, like, surprising, some of the stuff.
Right. Well, I mean, and the thing is, I mean, I guess for somebody your age, that's kind of tough because the Star Wars, the story and everything that happened is so ingrained in our society because it was such a big deal. But it came out in 1977. So you have, you know, all these years behind you of people who have seen it, and we've seen numerous releases. I mean, the thing is with Star Wars, it was one of those things that I remember, I believe it was CBS when it finally aired on TV, and it took forever before they got the rights to do it. There was no other way to see Star Wars. And I remember when it aired, it was such a big deal, such a big press event, and so many commercials for it that, and this is before, well, this is before VCRs were affordable. Like a VCR was like $800, you know, it was just ridiculous to have one. I mean, people just didn't buy them. And I remember when it aired on TV, I set up a cassette tape recorder, which again, probably not something you know, and recorded all the audio. I mean, that's what we did back in the day. We recorded the audio and then just played it back and relived it in our imagination. I mean, that's how we saved shows because there was no other way to do it. And then it finally got a DVD. We got a VHS release. Then he went back and he added all the effects, a lot of the stuff that I showed you. You know, like a lot of the stuff like in,
like that creature.
Yeah, like, you know, and you had more animated type creatures rather than just like a shot of a stormtrooper on the back of a dewback. You would just see like the top of it and up, and you wouldn't actually see it walking around the stormtrooper on because they didn't have the ability to do that back then. So he added all those effects, you know, he went back and redid it, and he did a re-release in the theater, and actually your mom and I went and saw the first two, but we never found time to see the third one. And then we did the VHS release, and then we did a DVD release, and those were the special editions, they call them, that's the ones that were edited. And then finally we did the Blu-ray release. Now I do have to say for the people out there, I did finally bite the bullet and buy Star Wars on Blu-ray, which is what I did on vacation. I bought Star Wars on Blu-ray. I mean, I bought it from Amazon, so it was home when I got there, but I rode Star Tours so many times, I'm like, the fact that I don't have these films is kind of ridiculous. I have the DVDs of the initial special editions, but I don't have, of the prequels, I only have one, and that is the Clone Wars one. And, you know, that's my favorite one of the prequels. And so I was like, well, I would like to sit down and watch them. And I wasn't expecting a whole lot from the Star Wars Blu-ray, but I got to say, it looked pretty good. I mean, didn't you think it looked pretty clear to
you?
Yeah,
I think
everything?
It did.
And the sound was pretty good. I mean, what'd you think of all the music?
I liked the music.
Okay, the theme that I just played.
Yeah.
Have you heard that before?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was cool when we went on Star Tours. We saw, like, the princess, and she was displayed like that. And then you saw it like that in the movie, and I think that was cool because I'd never seen the movies.
Yeah, they really kind of meshed them together. And that's something else, too. It's just like, you know, we are surrounded by all these different Star Wars things. Now, I mean, you got to keep in mind, we had a movie when it came out, and then there was nothing. And now you have comic books, you have all kind of the thing is with Star Wars is that Lucas was smart, and he wanted to sell toys, and they thought he was nuts. Well, all those Kenner toys that sold were like, that's when merchandising became big. Up until then, you didn't sell toys for movies or cartoons because nobody bought them. You know, there was no market for it. But Star Wars, that really took off. That's what made all of that work, having that market to sell the toys. And that's pretty much all you had. There was a made-for-TV movie, two of them, that starred the Ewoks, which you haven't met yet. They were okay at best. At the time, I thought they were the greatest thing in the world, that we get to see some kind of stuff. Now, keep in mind, there's no main people that we saw in the film in that. It was just side, you know, just the brand new people. We had an Ewoks animated show and a Droids animated show. Both of those were actually pretty good. And then we have the Clone Wars TV show that you might have seen it. It's on Cartoon Network. It's done now, but you might have seen it. And you know, we have comics, we have Star Tours at Disney, we have you know, all, I mean, you see Star Wars merchandise everywhere, you know. So there's all kind of stuff. But at the time, I mean, we didn't have anything. We had after the original trilogy, we had that there was a set of novels that were pretty good and dealt with some of the characters, but there was really not a lot of anything. So you're dealing with the fact that you're trying to pick out the source material out of the sea of all this stuff that's out there, where before there was nothing. People wanted anything they could get Star Wars because they loved it so much. And, you know, there was no way at the time, there was no way to watch this at home on television. You had to, if you wanted to see Star Wars, you had to go to the theater. Some people went and saw it 1,000 times. I saw it, and then I remember my family went to the drive-in to see some stupid movie that I hated, but it was a multi-theater drive-in. So, and that was back in the day before you listened to the audio over the radio. You had this little box you hung on your window. And so Star Wars is playing on the other screen. And I could see it, but I couldn't hear it. So I just sat there and watched Star Wars the whole night. And although I couldn't hear, you know, I couldn't hear what was happening, I knew it because I saw it once and it just kind of ingrained in my brain. So, you know, what did you say you didn't like? Was there anything you didn't like that? Did you say if there was something that was tedious to you?
I liked it all, but, like, I think, like, in the beginning, like, not in the very beginning, but, like, kind of once the droids were, like, once they were, like, get on the thing, you know, where they were going to get sold or whatever.
Yeah,
or, like,
yeah.
Like, I think, like, some of those parts got kind of boring because there wasn't that much stuff happening.
Okay, but you followed the story, okay?
Yeah.
You got the idea that, you know, Luke Skywalker is our hero and Han Solo is, you know, kind of a reluctant hero, and, you know, they're basically fighting the big government. You know, they're the little guys, and they're trying to rebel against the Empire and have their freedom back. And as we'll find out, as, you know, we see when you get to the prequel stage, you'll find out that, like, all of the, you know, things have kind of turned, you know, and the Senate gets dissolved, and, you know, so you just have one person in charge of all these, you know, systems and stuff. Was there anything, you know, like, for me, I thought that what got tedious and what was, it kind of made me laugh a little bit when they're trying to destroy the Death Star, and you had one guy running in the front to shoot the missiles, and you had the two guys in the back who had no way of firing backwards. So basically their whole point was to get shot. Because what were they going to do? They wouldn't pull out. I don't know why they just didn't pull up with the TIE fighters going underneath them and then pull down behind them and then shoot them all. But they didn't do that. They just sat there and got shot, and I didn't understand. I mean, at the time it was great, but now it's like, okay, well, that's kind of weird, you know. And you notice that nobody is a good shot in the whole movie because they shoot a million times and nobody ever gets hit.
Yeah.
You know. Let's see. What else do you have to add?
I don't know. What else do you have to add?
Well, all the people we're talking to have probably seen Star Wars 35 times. This is your first time. They're kind of interested in what you feel about it. I mean, if it wasn't for me and you went and you saw this movie, would you be intrigued knowing that there was more? Would you want to know? Would you want to follow up on the story?
I would. Like, now, like I said, like, there's some of the stuff you already kind of know what might happen. But I would still want to see more, but I would want there to be more action. Because we really didn't see a lot of, like, fighting.
do you feel that at some point in time when we watch the other movies, we'll revisit this, and you can tell me if you think that the first movie did a good job of relaying all the information? Because it seems to me that all the bits and pieces of how this universe works, like the Empire and the government, how that works, I didn't really feel was made clear in the first film. And the first film was kind of cut and dry. It's like you have these people rebelling against the government, and then you have the big Empire, the evil guys. And I don't think that really becomes clear until you get a couple more films and you kind of fill it out a little bit. The second movie, I know it's episode 5, it's the second movie, Empire Strikes Back. I remember when, there wasn't the internet. So there was no way to find these things out. You didn't know. I mean, if they're playing a movie in Hollywood, you found it out when they advertised it. There was no internet where, like, so-and-so says, they have to do a press release saying, we're going to make this movie, and they're, like, 5 years away from it being done. Like, they're going to make a new Star Wars movie. And as soon as Disney bought the Star Wars franchise, we started hearing about, yes, we're going to put a new movie out every couple years or every year. We'll see how that works out. But see, you already know that, and we're still far off from that, you know? And not a magic wand, it's a mic you gotta hold.
But I'm not talking.
I know, but you're responding to me, and they can't see you. Okay. So, you know, I remember that when The Empire Strikes Back, I remember exactly what I was doing. I was sitting in the living room floor, and we were watching. I can't remember what we were watching, but I remember the commercial came on for Empire Strikes Back. And I'm watching it going, this looks like the coolest movie ever, having no idea that it was a Star Wars film. And then when we got to the tagline, Star Wars Empire Strikes Back, I could not contain my excitement. I was like, this looks so cool. And I went and bought the Marvel comic, which was, they sold a bigger comic that had the whole movie in there. And I probably read that thing 35 times. And I know people that read the book, and then you went to see the movie, and some of the things were a little bit different, but it was very exciting. When we get to that one, that movie, I think everything really gets filled out a little bit better. So did you understand how the whole Jedi thing works? Or tell me how you understand the Jedi thing working.
Well, before that, though, I did have to say something.
Okay.
Like, how you said about, like, the beginning not really being so explanatory.
Yeah.
Like, I liked the movie, but I hate things like that, because it's, like, the same when you read books.
Right.
Like, in Cassandra Clare's first book, City of Bones, it was really confused, like, the first 5 chapters. And
right.
Once I read the book, like, I had to go back and read it again, so I knew what was going on. And I just don't like things like that when you're still kind of, like, I'm not really sure what was happening, some of the parts, you know?
Right.
And, like, I wish they were a little bit more explanatory of all that in the beginning.
Well, also in the other big thing here that was that in the beginning of the film, it just starts out with that crawl explaining to you what's going on. And that was a big deal, because back in the day, they wanted you to have all the actors and the director and everything in the beginning of the movie. And George Lucas fought not to have that, because that's not how he wanted his movie to be perceived. He had to pay a fine for not having that in the film, but he went ahead and did that. You know, now that story's kind of changed a little bit over time, but basically that's the gist of what, I mean, there were certain things you did and certain things you didn't do, and he kind of broke the rules on that, you know. But you would, if you watch this, you would want to go see a sequel. You would think, okay, you know, I'm in, I'm excited, you know, or you would just be like.
Yeah, especially if I knew there was going to be, like, more action and stuff and more, like, fighting.
Oh, there's a lot more fighting.
Yeah,
in the second
I like
one.
Fighting.
Yeah, and people become a little bit better shots.
That's
you know?
Good, because they weren't very good shots.
No, they there was a lot of laser bolts,
like,
being
when
fired.
When Luke and Han Solo were in the thing, like, when they were going back after they had landed.
Okay.
Like, when they're going back and they're shooting those things, it took them forever.
Like, when they were crossing to get back on the Millennium Falcon to leave in the end?
Yeah, like, once they were on it.
Oh, okay.
And they were inside, and the two went to shoot, and they were trying to get the ships that were coming for them. It took them forever.
Yeah.
They weren't good at that.
Yeah. What did you think about, did you notice anything about the effects or anything? Anything look bad to you? Anything?
Well, I actually liked most of them, and then, like, I don't know, like, you couldn't really tell if it was that old.
Okay.
Except, like, sometimes, like, some of the language, like now we use, like, a lot more slang and stuff.
Right, right.
Which isn't in the movie, but I like it like that, because then you kind of know it's taking place in a different time.
Right. Now, how about the, I'm trying to remember what I asked you, but I asked you, do you have better, a pretty good understanding of how the Jedi power works?
I think so. Like the Force and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Force.
Like, they know when something happens, because, like, they can feel it.
Right, right. And they can, they're able to, they can, we'll see in this, you, they can move stuff with their mind, mm-hmm. and they can do, depending on their ability and
Darth
the force.
Darth Vader, like, choked him with his
right,
collar.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And there's, the Darth Vader, was he scary to you at all or no?
He wasn't as, like, I thought he was going to be, like, the one who was, like, in control of everybody, like, all the bad guys. But, like, when you were watching them, it wasn't so much like that.
Right, right. That's a lot of, I mean, he definitely has a presence on screen, but you realize that he has a master, too, and we're going to see more of him in the second film. But, yeah, he's not, like, in command. He's just,
yeah.
He's a grunt,
like,
you know,
it
he's
seems
just like a general.
Like, everybody's,
you know?
So much, like talk about him and stuff. There's so much talk, but then like when you're watching this, there are like all the people when they're like all the bad guys like kind of sitting around talking, and he's in there too. Like he's not really the one like calling the shots. He's more
right.
just kind of going with it.
Right. Yeah, and they're kind of scared of him because they don't understand the whole Jedi thing and the Jedi religion. But and it's funny because when you go back and you watch the prequels and you see how Jedi are more commonplace, it's not a mystery. You have to get by on your merit rather than, you know, he uses fear as a weapon because people don't understand him or how his power works. And, you know, so they get kind of scared or whatever, but, he seems to do, you know, at the time it was very scary. Now, you know, you kind of understand his place and you know, that's part of the thing. Like for me, like I've read so many of the books and stuff like that. Like you find out that there's a lot of Jedi that have specialized areas. You know, there are Jedi healers. There are, you know, people that were good with weapons, all kind of different Jedi that they specialize in. So you realize there's a lot more of them and a lot more. But at this point in time, when we're first introduced, it's like the coolest thing. And what'd you think of the lightsabers? I mean, I know that they've been around for a long time, but when...
Okay. They were way cooler than I thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
So now when we go to Disney World, I'm just informing you, I was always like, why do people want to build their own lightsabers? Now I want to. So that will be what we're doing next time we go.
Okay. I'm down with that.
And we're not just building like the puny ones. We're like making them as big as possible.
Okay. So you want a double-edged one?
Yeah.
Yeah. You won't put your hat with that. Okay. that's a date next time we're in Disney, which will be... I plan on being there when Star Wars Land opens. So we'll be spending a lot of time.
And now that I know what's going on, even though it's like six-year-olds, I'll like go get trained or whatever.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. They won't give me weird looks or anything.
Yeah, yeah. See, so the Disney experience kind of enhanced your viewing of the movie, you think?
I think so.
Okay.
Because Star Tours and stuff was really cool, like seeing those things. And like when you're watching the movie and like it goes into place, you're like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's fair enough. I can see that's really working out for that. All right. Do you have anything else that you want to add? Anything that, anything else that you think I missed or anything you want to add? Any comments, anything, any thought processes about the movie?
I don't think so.
Okay. So this is a movie that I know you want to see other ones, but if there were no other ones, would you go back and watch this again or no? You're just like, you know, it's good, but it's not.
It was good. I would watch it again, but it wouldn't be like, the next day I'd be like, oh, I need to watch that movie again. I liked it so much.
Right.
Like,
right.
I'd watch it again, but I really would prefer, like, to watch the other ones and stuff. And, like, I wouldn't, like, I don't know, like, I like it, but I don't love it.
Okay.
Like, knowing that there's more.
Right, right.
But I think if there wasn't, I would watch it again.
Right, that's fair enough. I mean, because, like, a lot of these things that those geeks love, these sci-fi things, it was because it was unique and one of a kind. Now there's been so many, we have so many years, we have so much more out there of everything, and every story has been told, you know, and you just kind of, just all the characters that kind of sell the story. That's kind of how I feel too. Sometimes you come across a movie that's takes a story, but has a unique twist that you want to go and investigate it further. And sometimes you're just, you know, you see it and you're like, okay, and that's fair enough with Star Wars. I can understand that, how you wouldn't want to go back. You know, you might want to see it later on, but it's like, you know, I saw it, I did it, I'm good with it, you know? And you haven't seen the whole story yet, so we'll continue your education on Star Wars.
And after that, Star Trek.
Yeah, Star Trek is a lot more movies and has a television series in front of it. That's going to be a little more difficult, I think,
like,
for you to get
from
into.
From the movie I watched, though, I really liked it, the one we went to see.
Yeah. That,
but, like, the good thing was, like, about that is, like, I wasn't really confused the whole movie.
Right.
Like, because they did a good enough job of explaining it, whereas, like, other movies, if you would start somewhere, you'd be really confused.
Right. I have a couple Star Wars movies in mind that I think will be a little bit easier to jump into as opposed to trying to dive into the whole series. And as you know, I mean, you have access to my DVD collection. If you ever want to watch anything, you knock yourself out, you know. I'd be okay with that.
Rather
than watching Nicholas Sparks films. So that's it. You got nothing else?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, this is a new segment. We're trying it out. We'll see how it flies. We're looking for feedback.
We'll be back in August after City of Bones.
Okay, yeah.
We'll do that one. Okay. We'll do the Hunger Games movies. We'll do all sorts of stuff.
Okay. All right, I'm down with that. Yeah. You know, if nothing else, there are opportunities where we can record just using my phone. I mean, the quality is not as good as this, but it's good enough.
This is fun.
Yeah. And we can... I'm down with doing City of Bones because as I said before, I like to kind of keep up on what Rhiannon's reading, and she told me City of Bones and all those books were so great. And I quizzed her. I said, "Are you sure?" Yeah, they're real good, Dad. They're real good. And then I read them all. And then like once I was like halfway through, I didn't want to read anymore. But I'm like, well, now I'm this far in, I might as well finish them. And don't get me wrong, they have a decent story, okay, but it's definitely for teenage girls, because I don't care about who loves who or anything. It's just like, let's go kill something. You know, let's just kill
something. I really like the prequels better. And like prequels, there are these like clockwork creatures, and they're pretty cool.
Although I got to say, what were they, Divergent and Insurgent?
Oh my gosh, Veronica Roth, amazing. And I found out that in 2014 there will be a movie, so I'll be back for that too.
Yeah, now those books I really liked.
And
I like
those. She saw the third one coming out, which I think it got a title now, but it doesn't rhyme.
Yeah.
That upsets me.
Well, I like those books a lot. You know,
yeah, they're really good.
But the other thing, we'll go and we'll check it out, and we can discuss that at length too. But as far as this segment's concerned, you know, we tried to think of a name, and I think we're going to stick with My Dad's a Geek, and we'll try to look at some more of the what I consider like the classic films, the films that kind of made a big splash and kind of, you know, I guess you could debate it. But it's in my life that I was like, wow, that's a really interesting way of looking at that, a really unique take. And then, you know, we'll discuss those. So with that being said, this has been Sci-Fi Dig. I am your co-host, Aaron.
And I'm your host, Rhiannon.
And over and out.